Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm past beyond turned up. G-I-D. I'm supercharged. Yeah. Everything in my house and around my yard. It's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car. It's supercharged. Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged. Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged. Everything in my house and around my yard. It's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car. It's supercharged. Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
Charge my old school, blow by your new school. I film the race on my iPhone, then put your loss on YouTube. Got a boat moving at jet speed, and I'm iced up like Gretzky. I rap and I trap, get to that money, they shouldn't have let me. I be ballin' NBA jams, both thumbs on fire. I be burning up that cash, and I will not retire. I'm a bloodhound for that money, briefcase for my money, extra loss on my money. You hate niggas so funny and lame.
Everything in my house and around my yard. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car.
It's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard.
It's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car.
It's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car. It's supercharged. Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged. Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged. Cash, play, hustle, get work. Cash, play, hustle, work. Hustle, work. Hustle, work. Cash, play, hustle.
Man, I be playing around with that paper. Cutting all of my thumb. Me and my dog smoking no acres. Sippin' on Cintron, chasing that liquor with Cintron. Get them girls blueberry bombs. See, I'm super G and you super weak. Swear you gotta pay, get them hold the free. But I speak and she smile. Then she go the extra mile. Twerking like the twerk team and it's working. I'm thinking about cashing out. Brown bottles, clear bottles. Model pack on full throttle. That's a pack of models on full bobble. Full gargle, full swallow. Superstar, at least that. Supercharged, I'm beasting. My paper thick, I'm trying to get it done while you sleeping. I'm revved up and I'm amped up and I'm geeked up and you know this. I'm a supercharged superstar. Have mercy, and this my brand new hit.
Everything in my house and around my yard.
It's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car.
It's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged. 87, Box Chevy, held the Bronx on rally feet. I supercharged that V8, she grip street from them GCs. High torque and horsepower, paid for with that hard work. I crank my shit from in the house, and I hop in and I burn turbo. Turned up to the max, that means I'm supercharged, man. I reburn these tracks, and them gas packs and that, oh my god, she poking out of the back. And that ball bouncing like a sing along, I hit her from the back. She ain't even won't let her then go home. Supercharged my hustle, now I'm the president. And get it done, it's my swag. And my stat sheet is my evidence. I'm worth 10 of you niggas. My energy is so through the roof. My show so supercharged. Just check my YouTube when I hit your city. My campaign you won't miss. Front row of my concert. Juice boots like Sunkiss. Hip hop, I run this. Run Turks round these rap cats. Cintron and Hennessy. What you niggas know about that? When I hit your city, my campaign you won't miss. Front row of my concert. Juice boots like Sunkiss. Hip hop, I run this. Run circles round these rap cats. Cintron and Hennessy. What you niggas know about that? Supercharged.
That was Supercharged by Lico Brown. We have a special show for you guys today. We're discussing the ins and outs of the music industry and the do's and don'ts. We got an expert on the line. Come in, Evan.
Huh?
We got a caller also from caller from the 909. Call, come in.
Yo, this is your boy Jay Money. I'm from Plainfield. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Do I have music I'm on?
What's going on with you?
I'm doing my thing or whatever. I'm trying to record some new music or whatever.
All right. We got a caller also from the 865. Come in, caller.
Hold on, y'all. Hello. What's up, man?
Hey, tell us about yourself.
Hey, it's Marley the Marshy, man. 865 all day.
All right. What's going on with you? What you got coming up?
I'm supposed to be meeting with YMCMP AR on the 12th, man. That's about it. That's all I know.
All right, we got a caller from the 521. Come in, caller. Caller from the 521, come in. You're on the air. Alright, caller from the 732, come in. Come in, caller.
657 just called in. Just showing love to everybody in part of the station.
Alright.
How's everybody doing?
Caller from the 521, caller from the 908, come in. Alright, we're going to go to our next song before we get into our topic of the day. By Big Move, this is Ray Charles Swag.
Rape talk, wait. I don't see you hating. Rape talk, wait. I don't see you.
Alright, that was Ray Charles Swag by Big Mook. We have a caller from the 414. Come in, caller.
What's going on?
Hey,
hello?
What's up?
Chillin'. It's your boy Young Fredo from Milwaukee. Showing some shout outs to y'all, man. Y'all see y'all out there jamming hard.
Alright, so what you got going on?
Basically, you know, I got a little group called Extra Get It Squad. We got a lot of little projects going on. I'll make sure I get y'all some tracks out there. Our new single, Too Turned Up. Be on the lookout for us on Music Choice TV and everywhere else. Shout out to my homeboy, Evan. You know, just trying to make some moves. And I'm see what y'all doing. And I see y'all making some nice moves. I'm enjoying listening to y'all at work right now.
All right.
Okay.
We also got a caller from the 478. Come in.
What's up?
Hey.
This is Brandy Little. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, good. I'm a singer-songwriter out of Georgia. You know, Evan told me to hit you guys up, so just calling to let y'all, you know, I guess know that I'm coming for your station.
All right,
what's up, Brandy? What's up, Brandy?
What up?
All right, Brandy.
Good.
Definitely.
Radio.
I'm gonna give you a call after the show, and we're gonna set up an interview and get some of your music on the station for our future episode.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right, we got a caller from the 931. Come in, caller.
What up? This is boy Big Mook, man. What's y'all got going on?
Hey, how you doing? We just finished playing one of your songs a minute ago.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. How everybody doing?
Good. What's happening, bro?
Man, chilling, man. I'm just calling to check in with y'all, man. What y'all had going on, man? I see y'all got some real positive feedback. Shit, that's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Well, I ain't really want nothing, though, man. I was just calling in, man. Tell y'all, I appreciate everything, man. Keep up the good work. Keep going hard.
All right.
Already.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man? This is J-Rock. Somebody tell me to call.
Hey, you're a caller from the 508, right?
Yes.
All right, tell us about yourself.
My name is DJ J-Rock. I'm a core DJ, AM Squad leader.
Nice. All right, so what you got going on right now?
Yeah, I'm just moving around, and I got some things coming up in East Texas that I'm about to do. A show I got on 21st in East Texas. I'll be in Oklahoma City this Thursday night. I'm doing a gig up there for a guy at a new spot they just now opened up about a couple weeks ago. I'll be in Dallas in 3 weeks. I'll be down in Dallas, not 3 weeks, a couple weeks. I'll be in Dallas doing a block party down there. Getting ready, then I'll be doing a PV and Gremlin game.
That's what's up. Alright, Evan, you still on the line?
I am.
Alright, so tell us about from your expertise some of the do's and do nots that you know about for people who are really trying to succeed in being in the music industry.
Is that a question to me? I'll go ahead.
Well, one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of artists make is they put too much concentration on mixtapes. I think artists should really focus on their brand development. They should really focus on their single because all the artists that they listen to that come from the South, come from the East, West, or wherever, they put out a solid single, you know. So as an artist, you need to focus on the song, know your demographic, know who you want to target, find a way to target them, whether it's radio, whether it's magazines, whether it's fundraisers, you know, those are usually the best ways to do that. As far as things that you should do, obviously just keep working hard.
All right, we got a caller from the 832. Come in, caller, from the 832. Caller from the 832, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, tell us about yourself. What's going on?
Yeah, my name is Cautious. I know Evans, and I'm a rapper in the rap music industry. I'm a new artist. I have 2 albums out. I'm working on putting out my 3rd album, and just wanted to call in and say hi.
Okay.
All right. We're definitely looking forward to hearing from you. We'll try to get you in for a future interview this week.
Okay.
All right. So, Evan, tell us about what is the biggest mistake that an artist would make trying to be in the industry?
I think I should let my friend Core DJ explain that to you. You still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, take over, man. You know, I gotta put you on the spotlight, bro.
That's all right. Repeat that question one more time.
What is the biggest mistake an artist who's trying to be in the industry could make?
Trying to sound like the ones that's already in the industry that have made it, following in the footsteps of what they're doing. Well, you need to, if you want to make it in the industry, you got to do something different, something that you mold yourself into, mm-hmm. and go like that. Like, you know, everybody, I'm going to use my boy because that's my partner, 2 Chainz. Everybody wonder how he blew up so fast because he did his own style. He wasn't sounding like nobody else. He said what he wanted to say. He done what he wanted to do. He wasn't trying to be like Lil Wayne, you know, said wasn't trying to change and start using the box machines like T-Pain and all that. He just came away when he left his group, went solo, he started doing his own thing. That's what jumped him up on the scene. He made his own prices the way he wanted to do it. He booked his own shows the way he wanted to do it. He never tried to follow nobody else's footsteps the way they done what they done. As long as you do that, you can be successful in the game. But when you step in and be like, oh, man, I'm going to drop a hit, and you start talking about sipping syrup, and you ain't never been in Texas, don't know what no syrup is. And then you sitting up there talking about Kush, and you ain't never smoked, and you don't even know what Kush look like. You just think it's regular weed. And you set up doing something different than everybody else. Running out, like the word swag. As soon as you hear Lil Wayne say swag, they brought out 30 different songs say swag.
Right.
Doing that, you're going to always be in the shadow of someone else. All you're doing is making the person before you hotter than what you are.
All right. So we're going to play our next song on deck. It's Got 'Em Looking by the MSFP Crew featuring Primo. This song will be on the compilation album coming out this week.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole fence lit. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet,
while she took him. Stuck on stoop like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah.
I'm Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks, they want it through. Hit me and this is too. So now, girl, you know what to do. So now, girl, you know what to do.
Ooh, yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shake that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you less experience, you'll never go past. The agitation, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh, yeah. Thanks, give up, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one. Alright, that was a very special treat for you guys. That was Got Him Looking by my very own group, MSFP Crew, featuring Primo. It's going to be on the compilation album. Caller from the 580, come in.
Go ahead. Yes, I'm still here.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, do you have a question about the industry?
Do I have a question about the industry?
Yeah.
Well, Not really so much a question, you know. I mean, I've been in the industry for a while, you know. To be exactly, I've been doing this right here on a major level for the past 26 years, but I've been DJing for 32 years. So it's not really too much I don't know about the industry. It's just that I know that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people misleading their fans about what the industry is basically about. And that's the only thing that, you know, I can just basically touch on that. Not too much have any questions about it as far as, you know, wanting to know some information on it.
All right. What about you, caller from the 832? Do you have a question?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, nothing is. I advise. I mean, in the music, life, as you live your life every day, you know, one of my music promoters told me there's two types of people in the world, real people and fake people, man. And I had to realize that we're even in the music industry with this homosexuality thing, the straight sexuality thing. And I realized there's two types of people, man. And if you're a straight person, you want to surround yourself with nothing but straight people. If you homo, then you homo. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to heaven. So, I mean, you're not going to have an afterlife and shit. So, I mean, like you're getting straight. You just need to fuck with straight people. Don't fuck with them gay people, man. I mean, that's my advice. Because a lot of that shit, you know, they try to throw it on the Illuminati and shit. They're trying to blame it on the Illuminati and Masons and shit. And I'm a Mason myself, and we're a straight sexuality organization. And our enemy are the homosexual anti-Mason and the homosexual anti-order. Fuck with them, but they're in our name as Masons, saying that we're gay. People don't want to try to make us look like bad people when they're the ones that. I advise people in the music industry, if you into the music industry, you know it is ran by Masons and we run, we're the largest organization in the world. We do run everything. And I just advise y'all, don't believe everything you hear. Find out for yourself. And if you are a straight person, you know, you should just surround yourself with straight people. And you don't have to worry because, you know, gay people, they do want to rape straight people. They want to have all gay world like we're trying to have all straight world. And trying to do your music, man, just, you're a straight person, man, you're going to succeed, man. Some music I listen to, it's not all that. But if you're saying straight stuff, you're not talking about some man sucking another man's dick and shit. Nobody wants to hear that. You see most of the guys rapping about straight sexuality, you know, like Adam and Eve being together or men and women being together. So that's, like, my advice that I give to
All right. What about you, caller from the 804? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
804. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, just wanted to say, you know, my name is Born Ruler, conscious hip hop artist out of Richmond, Virginia. I'm from New York originally. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling what that caller was just saying about the industry being homo like that. You know what I mean? That's crazy. And I feel like if you're straight, you're straight. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's like, I just can't get that. I don't see how the artists feel like they got to be homosexual to blow up. I can see how the industry is controlled by homosexuals, you know what I'm saying, up on a high level, but that's selling your soul, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you do against what you stand for is selling your soul. And I keep my hip-hop original. I keep it just hip-hop. Hip-hop comes from poverty, you know what I'm saying? So I know how to keep it where people can understand. I come to the people as the people, you know what I mean? And that's what I stand for in this industry right here. I prefer to stay as an independent artist, you know what I'm saying, versus trying to get a 360 deal with gay terms to it, you know what I mean? Whoever it is,
right.
You know, Illuminati or not, or whoever it is, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, you know what I mean? Just read the story on that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going prosper, that's not the way to go, you know what I'm saying? I have three sons, so, you know what I mean, my music is real responsible, you know. I don't preach, I teach in my music. I'm down with the nation of gods and earth, you know what I mean? So I come like that. I come 100% right and exact. You know, truth hurts a lot of people, but they got to get with it.
All right. We also got a caller from 478. Come in, caller.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? This is Brandy. I'm calling y'all back again. I just called a little while ago. I was just informed that I wasn't supposed to hang up, so, you know, sorry about that.
So we got two music experts on the line right now. Do you have a question, like, about the industry?
Do I have a question about the industry? I don't necessarily have a question. I guess I just have... I guess that is a question. I'm just wondering why, you know, what it is. The issue is to me being able to get on, you know what I mean? I write, I sing, I can perform, you know. I don't know anything that is great isn't going to be given, but it's just harder to see the people who aren't as, you know, who aren't that talented. You know, how is it for them to, you know.
Well, I'm going to let the expert answer this, but I come from a standpoint where I was in a business marketing class, and one of the things they said is if the opportunity doesn't come knocking, build the door. Basically, you got to put yourself out there. You got to keep fighting and keep going at it. What do you guys have to say about that?
You want to go first, DJ, or you want me to go? Okay, Okay. All right. So the question, your question was, you're asking why does the industry overlook talent? That's pretty much your question.
Right. Right. That sums it up.
Well, like I said, it's always been like that. It's been like that since, you know, we all were babies. You know, it's always been that way. But it's a little bit more in effect now. It's just a simple fact of if somebody wants to get to a certain degree or a certain network of people, there's certain things that you have to do. Because how many people, you know, actually go in the studio and make songs? It's quite a lot of them. So with the industry, what they respect the most is they respect dedication. And that's something that a lot of people don't have because a lot of people give up their dreams. You know, so always you have to find out a way to attract them. They're like roaches. You know, you put food around, eventually they will come at you. And that's true, whether it's through social media, through website trafficking, record sales, successful events, the endorsement deals, record deals, advertising, things like that. If you can simultaneously put all of those components together, then you'll be able to attract that attention, and you'll be able to really understand why they overlook talent, because it's all about the work. You know, if your work is promoting your talent, then they'll notice you right away. Trust me.
All right.
Hey, can I lay in on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah, this is right, DJ J-Rock. She was asking why a lot of artists that got talent is starting to get looked over on.
Mm-hmm.
But me been doing this right for the many years I have and dealing with artists. I mean, hands-on in the studio, helping them produce and do all this right. Ones with all the most talent are the most laziest artists I ever met. Because I'm being real with you. They're the most laziest artists because they figure like this right here, everybody in their neighborhood saying they hot. Everybody saying they good. So what they do is they want to bring out a song, throw it on YouTube, and hope that they're going to get a Justin Bieber reaction, and everybody's going to go behind. The ones that can't rap, nobody's telling them they good. They feel they good.
So they're crying harder.
Every event in the United States or every showcase, they paying their money to get on. And ain't nobody ever told them they was good. To me, Wayne can't rap for shit. But everybody loves him. He says, I'm born, you know, the shit he says is weird, but people loving it because he keeps on doing it. He don't give a damn if you say good or not. He gonna say something stupid. He'll tell you I'm up there playing rocks and on the moon shooting marbles with Jupiter. Who the fuck does that? Ain't nobody doing that shit. That's unbelievable, but people loving it.
Yeah.
People coming out with things where they go. That's what it is. If you feel and believe in yourself, then you're going to get off your ass, get inside your car with your own money, what little bit you got, go to every place, every corner, giving away your CDs, every event that's going on in your area, you're going to be there. You're going to be at every DJ space trying to get your records played. You're going to be doing it. But when you said on YouTube, hey, man, I got the hottest record, man, everybody love my music inside. I get so tired of hearing people saying they got the best. Man, I'm the hottest in my city. But, motherfucker, I don't know you. I'm in Oklahoma City, and you hot. This is my market. Oklahoma's my market. If I don't know who the fuck you are and none of the DJs I deal with know you, you ain't the hottest nigga in Oklahoma. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Sit down. That's why I come along. The ones that got the most talent set back. Are they they figure like this, right? Well, they get hot right there in their little population of 5,000 people. Everybody know them in their city. So they don't want to go to the next city. They don't want to go there. They want to stay right there because they know everybody loves them in that market with 5,000 people. Love the hell out of them. They scared to go to the market with 20,000 because motherfucker might boo the ass. So they like, well, I'm hot right here. I can sell all the CDs when I just get online and sell them. I got all these people co-signing for me. I don't give a damn who tell me that you hot. If I heard your record ain't hot, it ain't hot, nigga. I don't give a fuck who you are. That's it. I don't play Lil Wayne unless somebody requests a motherfucker. I don't play certain artists a whole lot of artists in the mainstream I don't play unless somebody requests a record. And if they got somebody on the song that I like, I'll play the hook, and then that person's part, then I fade out that mother. Because if you garbage, you garbage. That's it. I don't feed into that, oh, this video's on BET. Who cares? This song's on the radio. Who cares? Okay. A couple weeks ago, dude, you was up there doing shows for free. Now you got a song on the radio. You the hottest motherfucker in your city, so now you want to charge everybody $1,500. You're just not paying to get into the club. Now you want to get VIP because your song on the radio? Come on, man. Get out of here with that junk, man. You got to pay your way to get out there. So if you're trying to make it, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, when I first started out with my label, when I started my label back in 1994, me and my crew got together. We said, okay, man, hey, I'm going to mix and master y'all music. Everybody know who I am. We're going to go rent out. I'm going to go rent out these bills. We're going to go around and do shows. They didn't know who the hell my artist was. They knew who I was. From DJing, so everybody was coming to see me. Then I threw my artist on stage. There was times, man, we done drove to California and slept out inside the van because them niggas had enough money to get a room. We out there trying to push it. We out grinding, selling CDs, giving them away, doing it. That's what you call working. I believed in them. They believed in themselves. We didn't care what nobody else thought. We did what we had to do. Now look at them. They've been signing a job for the past 3 years. Them boys living good. They got houses, cars, and everything paid for. They're getting royalty checks. So long as you pushing and pushing, you're going to make it. I give a damn about the record label. We got distribution deal. We ain't not signed to no label. Only my rock and pop groups are signed to labels. That's what you got to do. You can't, you know, you can't be dependent on all that.
Absolutely.
All right. We got another song on deck. This is Monster by Easy.
You're a monster.
See, I told him I'm a monster. Mind full of rhymes, ziplock full of ganja. Been rhyming in the gym, now my lyrics getting stronger. If they take me to court, I plead insanity, your honor. Garcia made the beat for the sergeant to slaughter. Bitch, I rep the team hard like Jimmy Hoffa. Find something else to do, dog, we got this locked up. Been 10 minutes since I smoked something, fucked up. I stay in tune with the beat, home squall shit. OE, live by the G code. Got these haters nervous, making their feet cold. Hit the booth, ready to work with my sleeves rolled up. With a Dutch that my dog Jimmy B rolled. Riding through your hood, taking shit like Debo. Way we lock it down, they don't even make keys for. Got these haters wishing they was ballers like Skilo. My flow switched when the beat changed. In my Celtics jersey, front row at the Heat game. Boston motherfucker, and his city still the same. When you born in the jungle, hard for you to be tame. My money's mine, so yeah, bitch, I'm a cheapskate. Get money, bank statement in my briefcase. Told her bring a bottle and a blunt, I'm a cheap date. These frames, oh baby, these is G-Saint LaRoss, sometimes I stand in my garage blowing L's, picturing me pulling a Ferrari. Reek inside, got a beast inside, always begging me to let him out at least one time. So, now you dealing with, now you dealing with, now you dealing with a motherfucking monster. Now you dealing with, now you dealing with, now you dealing with a motherfucking monster. I'll take that same if you late with my payment. Motherfucking monster, day out and day in. I am the spokesman for Get Money Nation. I roll with a few good men like Kevin Bacon. Bitches say I'm no good and I can't do right. So I dance with the devil under pale moonlight. Raiders of the Lost Art, grand slam out the ballpark. Got you flinching like a false start. Monster like the Loch Ness, spitting out hot shit to burn it. It's for safety, I call it Brian Dawkins. Trying to make 100 mil, leave half to my offspring. Heard through the grapevine, you pussies got a problem. Good thing from now on, he'll get handicapped talking. Muhammad Ali of rap, lyrical boxing. Locked and loaded, can't stop, I'm devoted on that medical bud. And I just up my dosage. See, I don't care if you call it funky or call it gully. This is Monsters, Inc., you can call me Sully. OE fraternity, these my college buddies. Do surgery on beats, counting doctor money. Done hit a lot of countries, bitch, I'm well traveled. Singing welcome to the jungle like Axel. Young and talented, feeling fortunate like Maxwell. Rap Frankenstein, hit the booth and lit a fat L like. Now you dealing with, now you dealing with, now you dealing with a motherfucking monster. Now you dealing with, now you dealing with, now you dealing with a motherfucking monster. See, now they dealing with, now they dealing with, now they dealing with a motherfucking monster. Now you dealing with, now you dealing with, motherfucking
monster. Hey, Garcia, what's good, homie? Hey, I know you had this in you, man.
Hey, these haters ain't gonna like you for this one, D.
No.
You done brought the monster out me, dog.
You already know what's coming, baby.
Like that up.
That was Monster by EZ. We have a caller from the 832. Caller from the 832. Come in, caller. Caller from the 832. Come in.
Yeah, I mean, I was already on before. I just called back so I could listen to the show.
All right. Do you have a question for either of our experts on the music industry?
No, sir.
All right. I think our caller from the 580 touched on this lightly and kind of hinted at the answer to this next question, but is there a such thing as overexposure? So that
yes,
is my question.
Is.
Yes, there is?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
All
okay,
right,
take it like this, right? Say you brought out an album, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a hot record. If the radio plays that record 5 or 6 or 7 times a day, and they constantly hear it, everybody's talking about it. They playing your video on BT over and over and over again. I mean, that's all they see. Before your album come out, people going to start not wanting to listen to you because they didn't see you too much. They didn't heard your music too much. That can kill you. That's why I say, man, if you get the streets behind you, you bring out, once you drop that one hit, you got to have another one ready to come right back on another that's better than the first one. You got to keep coming back. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing Pride did, kept dropping hits. That's the same thing T.I. done. They kept dropping hits after hits after hits. That's why people like Rick Ross, that's why people had no choice but to love them. You can have 5 videos on BET in the top 10. But they all get the songs, everybody remember y'all. But you bring one hit and you just in the top 10 for like, say, 3 or 4 months, and all you hear is that same record. And after 3 or 4 months, people going to be like, damn, is that all he got? One hit wonder. They're going to forget all about
right.
it. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But you drop
yeah,
hits,
so you run
hit.
The risk of becoming a one hit wonder if you
yeah.
overexpose yourself on just one song
yeah,
and not do too much focus on the other. All right. Evan, what do you think?
As far as too much exposure, yeah, because guys like Meek Mills, you know, they drop a lot of mixtape records. They drop it. They overflood the market too much. So that when it's time for them to actually drop their album, it doesn't sell as much as why would people buy it if they already have all your music. You understand? So putting out too much music is definitely not a good thing. And like DJ said, you gotta drop hits, you gotta drop records, you gotta drop one record talking about this, you know another record talking about this. You gotta hit different demographics, so different cultures of people actually listen to your music for each single that you put out.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's about. Not it's like a science, not getting them too tired of you, but still getting yourself out there and spreading yourself around in the right amounts. Like I look to people like, for an example, we could look in the industry and say someone like Nicki Minaj, who's always doing features here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes going on and doing and spreading yourself around, but without.
I got a question to ask.
Go ahead.
Now, let's go when we talk about exposure. I'm going to use Trinity James as a thing. Okay, he got all gold and everything. They done played that record so much. He had another song that was okay, a little bit, to me, that was a little bit better than All Gold Everything. But they kept playing all gold, everything. Now, ain't none of the DJs playing his other record because they got tired of hearing it. And they're like, oh, well, he must be rapping about the same old shit. We don't hear about gold no more. So he done played himself out. You book him, he get on stage, he do his other song, people look at him like he's crazy, but then when he does All Go There, Santa Claus Go Crazy, and boom, he's done, walk off. You know, so a lot of that, man, is kind of killing it. It's how you, first off, when you drop your single, like I said, you ought to have, you don't drop your best song first. You drop your song that will get everybody's attention, then you drop your hit next. Because once you got their attention, within a month later, a few months later, you should be coming out with another smash with the song that's going to take you to the top. Rick Ross, prime example. When he dropped his first record, everybody was like, okay, cool, yeah, that's cool. But when he came back with Bag of Money, man, the world went bananas because, you know, hey, everybody loves money, everybody loves a female. So he came back with another hit, and that's what ticked him off. And then he started writing for Diddy, and that right there just really went outrageous. You got to just come back with hits after hits, man. I mean, these one-hit wonder motherfuckers, they need to just pick the gallows, just drop a hit and come back next year with another one. Because if you just got one hit on your album and you waste your time on an album, then... So, that's exposure.
All right. We got another song on deck. Again, from my group, the MSFP crew, this is a song entitled The Orgy. Alright, that was The Orgy by the MSFP crew. If you have a question for me or one of our experts today, you can call in at 347-989-0718. My question for the two of you, let's talk promotion. What are some of the best ways these days for an artist to promote themselves and promote what they're working on?
Hello?
Did you want to start, caller from the on the answer for that? Caller from the 580?
I can promotion. The best way to promote yourself is first brand yourself. That's the main thing. Have an image. If you have got a team together. And you got to manage. First thing you need is the lawyer. To manage, get all that together first. Sit down, get your game plan together, get your budget right. Say what you're trying to go far with this business, how far you're trying to go to elevate yourself. Once you get all that in mind, go. Now, if your street team is drunk every night, they go to the club, they fighting at the club, all the type of CDs and all that, fire them. That's the first thing. Get rid of all them. When you go out, you got to go out with your mind right. Get your shirts. Now go out dressed alike. Get your flyers together. Get your quality mixed song. Don't just put a song together. Get you a mixed and mastered record. Spend the money and get it done professionally. Take it to the street. Get everybody on. I mean, every club. Go to the club. When you hit up the DJ, you know that DJ's DJing there? You find out when that DJ going to be there. What time he gets to the club? Not when the crowd get to the club. You come to that DJ before the club even open up and say, man, here's my name, here's my number, my card. To go a CD. If you don't take CDs, I got it on a thumb drive, a USB port. Man, can you just listen to it? I just want you to listen. I don't want you to play it tonight. I want to get it out. But make sure your promotional team is down and set earth. Don't hire none of your homeboys from the hood that going to go to the club and they mad because their girlfriend danced with somebody else. They want to fight and tear up the club. That makes you look bad. So watch your surroundings, who you put together on your team, and make it. Promotion is one of our best marketing. On the go promotions is what I'm the president and the CEO, OCO on the go. This is what we do. We hit the streets heavy. When we go out, we don't care. We all set together the whole month. We don't care. We out in the streets with flyers, CDs, posters. At every event that's going on, everywhere it goes, we talk to people, we network with people. We don't come smelling like, we don't walk up to this smelling like weed and funky breath. Make sure the breath don't stink. Make sure you ain't funky with somebody. Make sure you wash your hands ain't got all over you shaking somebody's hand. You got to put your hat on for 3 days with stains all over it. The way you convince yourself to a person first is how they're going to look at you from here on out. So if you walk up to them, staggering, hey, man, can you play my record? They're putting it like this drunk motherfuckers. They're going to think your record is garbage because you can't put the light going. So, when you try to promote to somebody, you got to come with the business mind. What it is. If you're rapping about money, it looks like you got some money. Goddamn it, I don't give a fuck. You got to buy an outfit just for that night. When you confront me, you better look like some money. If you're talking about being the boss, come that way. Don't come up there with motherfucking holes all in your pants and your shirt. You know what I'm saying? Look like they got 36 covers on that motherfucker and your hair all over your damn head and you talk about, man, I'm making millions out of me. You know, I'm here. I just sold 36,000 records. Don't throw numbers that way. All you got to do is a professional, people deal with you. That's the key to promotion, how you market yourself. That's the bottom line. It ain't all about, you ain't got to have a big budget to market. If you can't afford to get CDs, make sure you got flyers. Put the song up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you're using on SoundClick or whatever. But take flyers out. A lot of people way to do it. Go up to me the first day, man. Here go my business card. Here go my flyer. You can look me up on YouTube. Search for this. I don't have no CDs. I don't have the music right now. But Some of them will take time out and listen to it, but come professional and all kinds of anything about promotion.
Evan, what do you got to say?
I do too.
Well, as far as promotion, you know, from experience, because no matter what type of business you have, whether you're an artist, whether you're a businessman, a DJ, a promoter, any type of promotion, it's always best to expand in as many places as possible. And just like CJ said, like, if you don't have the money to do it, there's a way to do anything. You know, there's always a way to connect the dots somehow. You know, so that's probably my biggest thing, is just to expand in all the ways you can. And you will see some type of results from it.
All right. And if you're feeling what we're doing here on the station and want to support us and support some of the other projects that my team and the people that I'm working with have going on, you can check out our parent site at msfpinc.com. You can make, if you want to help out, invest money, whatever you want to do, listen to archive shows, you can go to that site. That's msfpinc.com. We're about to wrap up the show, so we're going to fade out with She's So Cold by Big Mook.
Hey, look here, look here. First of all, I want to welcome all y'all broke-ass entrepreneur niggas to the Players Club. Look at that. We got a 2-drink minimum, and water don't count. And for a mere $10, you can have a lady of your wet dreams to come and give you a personal table dance. Now, if you're looking for some fine asses, you need to keep on looking. But if you're looking for the hoes with bullet holes, cigarette burns, and stab wounds, you're in the right goddamn spot. And it all goes down here at the Players Club.
See me out in the club without the Gucci man. That don't mean I ain't.
You know, we just out here sleeping on the website. Hey, that's the stuff.
I'm so cold, she's so cold. Your mama's super thick, like the on the cold.
All right, that was She's So Cold by Big Mook. We've gone into overtime. Caller from the 580, before we sign out, if you could leave the people who are listening now for the extended part of this show on the podcast with one word of advice, what would it be?
Let's see. Don't take it to the heart if someone says you don't have a hot record. Because there's a lot of people that say the same thing about a lot of artists. Just stay focused, keep pushing, and keep grinding. If that's not the one, go back into the lab and work hard on another one. But it takes at least 2-3 years to work a record to get it. Because just because I don't like it, it may be somebody else that loves it. So that's why we always tell everybody hit the streets first. Because all DJs don't like every record they get. But the streets, if they talk it, your record will get played. That's all that matters. If everybody listening, that's the key thing. Just stay focused. Don't give up. If they take criticism, don't take it too to the heart. Don't get all up in there, tied up in your emotions and crying about, you don't want to hate and talking about beating up the DJ and shooting up the club because they won't play your record. Just keep focused on it and try to bring out a hit. Be yourself, not nobody else. That's all I can say.
Definitely, that's some advice that definitely speaks to the heart. All right. I'd like to thank you guys for listening today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. All right.